Omaha Symphony music director Ankush Kumar Behel conducts the Omaha Symphony this weekend in three very different works, united by the Dies Irae, or Day of Final Judgment theme. It's from ancient versions of the Latin Requiem and set to music by many classical composers throughout history.
It is a Latin sequence attributed to some very old 13th century musicians. It could be even older. And it's obviously very ripe material for composers to write and put into their pieces. And it's something you'll hear in all three pieces that are being featured on our March concert.
Concertgoers will hear this ancient symbolic death theme emerge first in living American composer Michael Dougherty's Red Cape Tango, music about the death of the Red Cape comic book character Superman.
When I was a little bit younger, there was a comic book arc for Superman where he actually dies. He dies by this character named Doomsday. So when Michael was writing this, he used that as part of his Superman mythology, and this is his fight to the death with Doomsday. So of course, he took every opportunity to allude to other music and kind of bring that home with the Dies Irae theme. And it makes total sense. It comes apart as part of the climax of the piece. It's also sprinkled throughout here and there. So it's a very much a foreshadowing of what this piece is about. And unfortunately, it's the death of Superman.
The Dies Irae next emerges in Sergei Rachmaninoff's beloved Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Venezuelan-born pianist Gabriela Martinez comes to Omaha to play Rachmaninoff's romantic work.
I am so excited to perform the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, a piece that I absolutely adore. It's so special. It's a very interesting and exciting piece. Like composers before him, like Brahms or Liszt, Rachmaninoff was inspired by a theme that Paganini wrote. And we start the piece with a theme, and then he writes 24 variations that just really explore every possible texture and emotion that you can think of.
In this music, it's a theme built into a theme. She says Rachmaninoff weaves the familiar Day of Judgment sounds into the original Paganini theme that inspired him.
It has a Dies Irae in there, the medieval chant from the traditional Catholic Mass for the dead. And it's, you know, it's kind of like a symbol of demonic forces in the music. And Rachmaninoff even spoke about it. He says, you know, some variations have the progress of the evil spirit, and then it transitions into love episodes leading up to Variation 18th, which we all know and love. And it's such a special moment in the piece when we get there.
And once again, the Dies Irae occurs in Hector Berlioz's magical symphony Fantastic, the third work on this week's program. Maestro Behel says this program piece was written to impress an actress that the composer had fallen head over heels for.
The piece on the second half is the Berlioz symphony Fantastic, and that piece is a lot about death and love and the intertwining of love and death, which I really enjoy. And so when the composer himself, who's the hero of the symphony, ends up writing about his love, and actually a love that was so strong he was actually killed, and we hear about him being dead. So of course, if you're thinking about him, the hero, being dead in the last movement, a logical theme to put in is a Dies Irae theme, which basically goes a little bit like this. Excuse my voice, but it's bum 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 bum. He uses it in the chimes, church bells, kind of hearkening this day of wrath and this day of really just becoming, you know, you're at the gate, great gate, and now you have to, this is the last judgment before you ascend to heaven or not.
He says the Symphony Fantastic is music that's best experienced live in the concert hall, and concertgoers will see pianist Gabriel Martinez on a larger-than-life projection screen that gives each of them a ringside seat. From the KVNO News Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.